motivated just by profit. Tell me, honestly, what is the difference between a brother in the hood who is shooting up other brothers for money and a student who comes to university just for money?
As a matter of fact, the student is more condemnable than the youth in the hood, because the student has the possibility to transform themselves and also others. These brothers and sisters have no chance to transform themselves.
When you come to understand life, you must only understand it through your people's advancing of life. And your people advance life only through bloodshed. Do you not think you have a responsibility? The capitalist system, we say, will confuse you. It will have you look at the individuals and not look at the masses. We know that in order for these individuals to advance, whether they're basketball players, whether they're TV anchormen, whether they're superstars, whether they're college professors, all of this advancement has come through the blood of the people. They know this. But what the capitalist system will have you do is forget these people and look at these individuals and let you think we're making success. As a matter of fact, they'll tell you, this basketball player, stupid as he is, makes about $2 million a year. Clap for him. Great advancement. This man who's an anchor man makes this much money, this much. So you look and you see, these African individuals are looking at a lot of money. If you keep looking at there, you'll actually think we're making advancements. But if you will look at the masses of people whose blood made these individuals' advancements possible, you will see their conditions are worse than they were in the 60s. Advancements for your people can never be individual advancements. For your people, progress is only mass progress. It's only when the masses make progress that you will make progress. These individuals make progress, make advancement at the expense of the masses of the people. You know, the African